This is episode number 2223 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Finally commented on the incident.
Are we done with them? Aren't they over yet?
You know, my thought is that she kind of strung it out until she thought it was kind of disappearing.
It hasn't.
And then she had to bring it up.
Well, I know. And you know what? I'm going to say this right up front. Okay? The reason we do stories like these is because it's called the Who Cares News.
Yes.
And of most of all, who doesn't care? Us. Right. But, okay, so here's one of those. We don't care. We just don't care.
At the beginning of this week's episode of Red Table Talk. She had this to say.
Oh, no, she had something to say. Finally.
My deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both.
Oh, we need both of them?
Evidently.
I think we're good with Chris Rock. I don't know that we need Will Smith, but okay.
I always liked Will Smith, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, in some ways, I still do. I think he is. I think there was some definite issues going
Maybe
on.
Maybe we could get him to get the same lawyer that Johnny Depp did. Go to court case and win back his good image.
Well, I don't know if that we're going to let him have.
Or Jada can poop to bed. One of the two.
Maybe. Maybe that's what's needed.
Poor Will.
And then she goes on. We all actually need one another more than ever. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the last 28 years.
Cheat on each other. No, did I say that out loud?
And that's keep figuring out this thing called life together.
Well, that's fine. See, I rest my case. They figured it out.
whatever blows her skirt up.
Yeah.
So the episode was centered on alopecia, which,
okay.
Well, you know, for those right, suffering it, from it, it, you know, you.
No, and I mean, you know, I don't want, you know.
Not making light of that at all.
No, but I don't like Jada Pinkett Smith, so.
Yeah.
Sue me.
No, I won't, because I'm right there with you.
You're with me, right?
Yeah, there's no love lost. I've never warmed up to her.
So we got cards and letters, you know.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I've not really shared with you in public, but we've actually got cards and letters because people thought we talked too much about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
What?
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, I'm so over that. Why are you guys still talking about that? And I don't know, this was months ago, right? When we were talking about it, it's like, well, because it's the news, and it's the Who Cares News, and that's part of the joke, but okay. And so, you know, it's like you bring the story up today, and I'm like, wow, should we really say this today? Because, you know, we're going to get more cards and letters because we did a Jada Pinkett Smith story.
Well, that's true. Well,
let's talk about LeBron James. I mean, he's a billionaire. LeBron can get together with his $1 billion, and he can bring Chris Rock and Will Smith together, and
you know,
maybe
what?
They can win a ring for Los Angeles.
Oh, King James, I've never been a fan.
You don't have to be a fan,
but I'm a Lakers fan.
Well, yeah,
but I'm not a King James fan.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Well, hey, thank you for filling us in on Jada.
I guess the whole
Will's
big.
Life.
I guess what we need to take out of this is that we need them both. While fans have frequently compared Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop and Kourtney Kardashian's Poosh brands.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Goop and Poosh.
I haven't Goop bothered Poosh. To compare them because I don't give a crap.
I think that Kourtney ripped Gwyneth Paltrow off.
Well, probably so.
But
and I can't afford
friends,
either one of them.
They're friends.
Are they now?
They are friends, aww. So.
Well, both of which tout the benefits of clean ingredients.
Sure.
Holistic treatments.
Yeah.
And pricey sex toys. And so the women are putting rumors of their rivalry to test.
There's a rivalry?
To rest, I'm sorry.
To rest to test, okay.
Rumors of a rivalry.
Rumors of a rivalry.
Yes.
Okay.
So now they're resting with
them. And what are they doing?
So on Wednesday, Harper's Bazaar revealed that Goop and Poosh have collaborated on a new candle glove.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no.
This smells like my pushy. So where does...
My pushy.
My pushy.
I've never heard it called that. Ah, it's a new one for
me.
I'm liking that one. Ooh, I think we can even use that on the radio.
I don't think we'll get fined for pushy.
No, no, I don't think the FCC knows what pushy is. Till now.
Well, I mean, Gwynnie didn't call hers, this smells like my goop. That just
would have been bad. It was better that she said the V word. Yeah. Not goop.
So this smells like my pushy.
Scary.
So the latest fall.
Pushy's kind of scary.
All right.
Too.
So if they're collaborating.
That's scary in and of itself.
So which one does it smell like?
I don't even want to answer that.
Oh my
gosh. I buy one that says it smells like Halle Berry, but I wouldn't buy one that says it smells like my pushy.
Your face was hilarious. The latest follow-up to Goop's viral "This Smells Like My Vagina" votive. So this push scent features notes of black gardenia, geranium, green pepper, timberberry, honeysuckle, yang-yang, and oak moss.
Look, they got somebody in it, like a chemist, fragrance expert, whatever, to go, okay, I think it's going to smell like this. Because God help them if they got a real sample of her pushy and had somebody analyze it and go like, oh, it smells like all these botanicals.
I don't see fish anywhere in here. It costs $75 for a full-size candle.
Of course it does.
And $20 for a mini version.
Of course it does.
Now, fans were able to shop the new launch online at goop.com and poosh.com beginning at 9 p.m. last night.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Do you want to light this candle? You're having your first date with a guy. You're inviting him over. Uh-huh. Not like the a-hole that, you know, the girl stood up at the dinner previously. No, you're inviting a guy over and you light your new pushy candle. And he's like... What's that smell? What's that smell?
That could go wrong.
That's my smell. Oh, my God.
That's me, baby.
Oh, no, no, no. I'd show myself to the door.
I'm out of here.
Show myself to the door. Oh, my God. Who wants that?
Now, naturally, coinkadinkly.
Oh, coinkadink.
There was an appearance by Goop on Hulu's The Kardashians.
Of course there was. Of course.
Stars are just like us.
They are.
Yeah.
And they smell like us too.
What
apparently.
Should I do next? I don't know. I'm
so bored.
I'll call Goop. And we'll collaborate on a JJ candle.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.